Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He's founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. Of course, this is a show where we talk about retirement planning. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Now, when you sit down to watch the big game, the only thing you might be thinking about is wearing your favorite shirt or, you know, what your halftime munchies are going to be. That's all part of being a fan. But what if the coaches or the players took that same approach, okay? No practice, no watching any film, no playbooks, just showing up on game day and wearing their jersey. We kind of laugh when we think about any team not preparing for that big game, but that's what some people do with retirement. That's our topic today. Here's the phone number you need to have at your fingertips, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. You'll hear Eric talk about his blueprint to worryless wealth. And this is something that he has designed for retirees, a blueprint that can plan out your retirement. He's offering it to you today, complimentary. Reach out to us, 800-454-1184, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. A big hello to you, Eric.
Hey, Luann, how's it going? And definitely get that big game. May not be so exciting this year since everybody's sheltering in place more and not able to do the normal parties that you could probably do in the past. But yeah, I mean, I think the big thing, like you said, is having a game plan and rehearsing and practicing. And, that's so critical. And unfortunately, some people do show up. I get the phone calls, it's like, hey, I'm going to retire next month. I need to start doing some planning. It's like, next month? I mean, do you apply for college the month before you want to show up?
And, no.
There's just things you can't do right that quick or you shouldn't be doing. So, Right. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today and hopefully get people to take some action.
Right. So I'm going to do a couple of comparisons here and there, with playing football and, of course, retirement. But let's start out with that big question. Why do some people show up for something as big as retirement unprepared?
Well, we always have something better to do, right? there's always something more fun to do or swipe on this or watch this show or go do this. And, dieting, exercise, and financial planning are all kind of things you got to do and nobody always likes to do it. And so, yeah, unfortunately, some people do. They just say, hey, well, I'm the wait till later and the wait till later. And, then all of a sudden you hear these comments of like, oh, you remember back when you remember, it's like, hold it. You are later, right? You're in later. And so, yeah, you got to take some action and do stuff. And sadly enough, yeah, people just won't take the time and stop for a second and go, hold it. Who's the most important person in my life? I'm sorry. No matter what you say, it has to be you. Because without you in your life, you're dead.
That's
right?
True.
So it has to be you. And if you don't take care of you, how are you going to take care of anybody else or how are you going to have a good life? So, yeah, preparing for your financial future is critical.
So procrastination is something that we should not do with retirement. What would you say is the first step that we should take to get ready?
Well, let's see. Let's wait about that. Wait for a while about. No, that's not right. That's procrastination. No, the first step is just paying yourself. I mean, that's the simplest thing. When you first get that, hopefully that first job, you start to put some money in retirement accounts and just kept doing that. And you'll accidentally have lots of money and not even know it. That's the easy way. But unfortunately now, sometimes people didn't do that early enough or they had downturns and crises and other things that have, hit a lot of people. So, maybe you had to go backward to go forward. And so now it's just a matter of, okay, how do I go from here on? Because what you would have, could have, should have, just get rid of that kind of language and just say, okay, what can I do now? And how can I get there? And so just like if you're, preparing for that big game and you're trying to win, you're going to watch those films. You're going to study your opponent. You're going to be doing all this stuff. Well, same thing with financial planning. It's not that hard. You just have to start taking some time, paying attention, and getting going.
All right. So NFL players, listen to this, Eric. 80% of retired NFL players are broke within 3 years of leaving the league. That came out a couple years ago from Sports Illustrated. So, Eric, that means that even professional athletes who are making millions and millions of dollars are having financial problems. Why does this happen to so many players after they retire? What would you say?
Well, even with the San Jose Sharks right now, we've Evander Kane kind of made the press a little bit ago of saying that he's got something like $26 million in debt.
What?
And, you know, he's an active player, you know, and making millions. And so, you know, how can these people do that? Well, you have this dream of making it big, and one of the first thing they do is they give you these huge checks. Not the kind like you see on TV where they're giving you the big, big checks, but yeah, these are ones with real big numbers that are for them, and they keep getting it. And so they just think it's going to be there forever. And then, of course, especially in any sort of pro sports nowadays, one injury, boom, you're out. And, you know, a lot of these guys thought they were going to, you know, be there for a lot longer, and then their careers got cut short, or they just did stupid stuff and they waste it and blow it, right? And so, yeah, I mean, sitting down, having a game plan, having a process is probably the biggest critical thing. I mean, most of these players were all very regimented in terms of they do this and this and this. And then ironically, nobody sits down and tells them how to be regimented and what kind of workout you should be doing with your finances. And, you know, that's why we came up with the blueprint to worry less wealth, because, you know, how do you know you're on the right path? How do you know you're going to have enough money for the rest of your life? You know, how do you know you're not paying too much in taxes? We don't care about you saving money, per se, just this year for tax. We want to have you pay the least tax of your lifetime. And so how can you actually measure that? How can you measure how much risk is too much, and should you be taking that much risk or not? So that's why we came up with a blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something that we were charging $1,500 planning fees typically for, but right now we've been waiving that during the COVID times. So really what we're going to do is help people get this information. So the first thing we do is we have a phone call, find out what your worries, what your concerns are. And then if you want to get that blueprint made up for you, we'll tell you what course you're on, what path you're going on, and then tell you what's right and what's wrong and what things you should be paying attention to. And, you know, these are easy things that you can fix and ways that you can get yourself on track. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call or text us at 800-454-1184. Again, call or text 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And at wealthcreatorradio.com, you can sign up for events. Eric, you just had a webinar. Tell us about that. How'd it go?
Yeah, it went great. We had over 50 people there listening and you know, really got some great feedback, and people learned a lot about, you know, what's the stuff that you should be looking for today and going forward. And I believe there's still actually the replay up at wealthcreatorradio.com also. So, you know, we're always going to have some sort of events and some sort of educational content out there. So definitely check that out.
Yeah, check that out. And we thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And I want to tell you this story now. It happens to be from a Kansas City Chief. And of course, I'm a fan of the Chiefs. You know who I'll be rooting for this weekend. However, I love Tom Brady. But listen to this, Eric. Travis Kelce, he recently opened up about his wild spending his very first year. He just spent and spent. You know, he bought the Nike self-lacing shoes. He bought jewelry, things like that. And then he said, man, I learned my lesson. After that first year, I could barely pay rent with all that money he had made for the first time in his life. So he is saying, you know, find a financial advisor that you can trust that's going to help you do right with your money. How do we find the right financial advisor to entrust our money with once we're ready to retire, Eric?
Yeah, well, you really want to look for somebody who's a registered investment advisor, somebody who has a fiduciary duty to always, not just sometimes, do what's in your best interest. If they have the term registered representative on their card, that means they work for a broker-dealer that's a commission-based thing. So those people aren't fiduciaries. Really what you want to have is somebody who's a registered investment advisor. One of the things we can send you, you know, retirement strategies and how does these interest rates work and how are they going to go forward. So if you want to get a little info on that, just send us a text and text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. Thanks for joining us. So we know interest rates are near low record levels right now, so it can be a little alarming for people in retirement. It's great for people who are buying homes, things like that. But, you know, you think, I should just put my money in an envelope or stash it under a mattress and I'll be fine, you know, make just as much money as it's making at the bank. But a Missouri man, Eric, learned the hard way that there is another risk with stashing cash around your home. Mice ended up eating some of his savings. So he went to get his money and there were holes in it. His bank, I guess, was able to reassemble the bills. He was reimbursed by the U.S. Mint for about $1,000. So he got lucky. I didn't even know they would do that. So I want to talk about how low interest rates are frustrating and how they can impact our retirement savings over time.
Yeah. So, you know, the low rate environment we've been in was been there for what, a decade now and or more. And then, of course, with the COVID crisis, it dropped even lower. And the Fed's supposedly going to keep it down until 2023. So it's no time soon are we going to be going back up. And so what does that mean? Well, it means investing in bond funds is going to be awful because rates are either going to suck for a while and stay low. And then when the rates finally go up, the bond values will lose money. So that's not so great. Savings accounts at banks and places like that, you know, if you go to online savings accounts, there's a few companies out there that are paying, you know, maybe 1 to 1.5%, but still that's, you know, nothing, right? And then, of course, the 10-year treasury has been riding around 1% or so also. So there's a lot of places where you can barely make anything. And so that's when a lot of times you have to be a little bit more creative. I mean, you do still want to have money in an emergency fund, right? You still want to have something that has 3 to 6, you know, months of savings there for expenses. But once you go beyond that, don't leave it in some place that's not earning anything. That's when you got to start changing how you're behaving and what you're going to do with that money. And, you know, that's when you really need to move it into something that's going to be better long term. And, you know, a lot of times that's where insurance companies are coming in with a lot better products. And often, you know, it sounds funny, they're paying 300% more, right? Because 3% compared to 1% is 300% more. So it's not that much more, but it is still a lot more over time for sure.
So the Feds are saying they're going to keep the rates this low until about 2023. So how are you helping your retirees navigate right now through this low interest rate environment?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, there's three types of money that everybody should have. And so there's the market money, which is the risk stuff, right? And stocks and bonds. Then there's foundational. And usually when people talk about low interest rates, we're talking about the foundational money. You know, that's stuff that's guaranteed. So that's either insurance companies and banks, you know, credit unions or the U.S. Treasury. Banks and the U.S. Treasury and credit unions are all right around 1% or lower. So that only leaves insurance companies, and they can be a great source for having some extra money, you know, especially for your retirement dollars. I mean, you can earn just about 3% for 5 years. There's other ones that are indexing with the market, but they don't have any risk of losing principal. You know, those ones on over time should go between 3 and 7%, and most clients I've seen have averaged around 5 or 6 or somewhere around there. Obviously, it varies. And, you know, then there's also steady income money, which is in between guaranteed and market money. This is stuff that's not daily traded in the market typically. It's stuff that's often real estate or debt funds or something like that. And most of those are paying 5 to 7%. And so, again, it's what are you looking for? What's the goal for that money? When do you need the money back? And then that's when you should be figuring out where to put the money, not the other way around. And sadly, a lot of people don't realize that. And, you know, so that's why we've come up with the way to help people, you know, figure out all these different things. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, you can actually do on our website is you can take a risk score and you can actually find out what your risk score is. It's a number from 1 to 99. And then we can actually compare it to your portfolio. And, you know, if you get that free risk, you know, risk assessment, it tells you, okay, am I on the huge roller coaster that's going crazy and flipping and spinning and stopping and going forward and backward and all that stuff? Or am I on the little baby roller coaster or somewhere in between? But what you do need to know is you need to know before the crash, before all this market mania goes away, what's going to happen and where are you going to be left when all these things start going back to normal? So again, that's the time is now to figure that out, not after it's already happened, because it's already happened by then. So if you want to give us a call, we can help you with that. Or you can even go online and do it online too. So either way. But yeah, give us a call, 800-454-1184. If you want to set up a time just to do that free risk score and analysis. Again, 800-454-1184 or online directly to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is here to guide you. So, Eric, you can find a lot of articles about retirement planning, you know, that talk about all those guidelines, like the 60-40 portfolio rule or the 4% rule, things like that. Could you explain why, with today's economy and these low interest rates, we maybe should think twice before relying on these basic rules of thumb?
Well, so the 60-40, what is the 40 to refer to? It refers to bonds.
Uh-huh.
And so bond funds are, you know, these are debt from typically companies or could be governments, and they're paying you back interest. You know, there should be, you know, if they loan you, if you're borrowing money and you pay it back, there shouldn't be any gains or losses on it. But most of these bonds are tradable. So that means as rates change or go up and down, you may have a gain or loss also. And a lot of these bonds are often quite long, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. So yeah, if interest rates change, then you can have losses on those. The other thing, too, is if you're one of those target date funds in like your 401k or something where it's the, you know, whatever, the 2030 or 2040 fund, those funds, by definition, are some sort of mix like that, where they have so much in stocks and then so much in bonds. And as you get closer to that age, they have more and more in bonds. So your portfolio isn't as volatile. But the problem is those aren't going to earn much. I mean, last year they all did very well because of the rates dropping down. Well, when the rates drop to zero, they ain't going to go lower, right? So they're already at the bottom. So you can't go lower than what they are now. So that means the only possible solution is having them go back up at some point way down the road and you'll have losses. So yeah, I think right now is probably one of the most dangerous times to have over-reliance on bonds. But you also don't want to take a ton of risk. And the reason why people do bonds is they're lower risk. So that's when you have to start looking at foundational money type of stuff, steady income monies. You need to look at stuff outside of normal market funds to really, really take care of yourself.
Eric, you mentioned how people can go to your website and do their risk score, take the assessment and figure out what their risk score is. So investing in the markets does seem like a good way to try to generate income. Okay. They're probably going to get higher returns than just, you know, the interest rates in the bank. But I want to talk about the risk that is involved in investing. Should retirees still have a portion of their retirement assets invested in the market?
Yeah, you have to have money growing always. I mean, you know, you're either growing or dying, as the saying goes, right? And, you know, so you don't want your money to be dying, definitely not before you do, right? So so you still want that. But yeah, you do want to mitigate the risk, because the part that a lot of people who are working don't fully get is, you know, you hear this mantra of, oh, just hang in there, wait till the market comes back. You can't do that when you're retired. When you're retired and you need that check next month to pay your bills and get food and do things and all that type of stuff, you can't just wait. And so what happens is if there's a market crash and your money's down, it doesn't matter. You're going to probably need to have some of that money. And legally, you may have to be required by law if you're over 72 to take that money out and pay the tax on it. So yeah, you may not even have the option of not whether or not to touch it. So that's why you have to tone down the risk. And that's why you have to add these foundational steady income monies to that market money. And that's a critical thing in retirement.
So do you think our low interest rate situation right now kind of highlights why it's really important to have a little bit of money invested in the market?
I do, but also the other risk that we run is there's a lot of signs that are pointing to more and more inflation. And if inflation starts coming back up, then that means some of the stocks and other things may not do as quite as well. That's where real estate assets, other things could be inflation protected. So we do actually have retirement income strategies. It's a report about how interest rates play a role in your retirement and how that's going to affect you going forward. And, you know, so that's something where all you have to do is text the word income to 800 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income, 800-454-1184. Or go online directly and request it there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He's a certified financial planner. He's also a chartered financial consultant. So he will help you and give you solid, independent advice. He has the education behind him to help you in retirement. Now, we know there's always challenges in life. It's not going to change in retirement either. But we can't control things like interest rates, like what we're seeing right now. We can come up with solutions that work around them. So let's talk about potential solutions to this challenge of low interest rates right now, Eric.
Yeah. So again, it always goes back to what's the timeline and when do you need the money, right? Yeah, there's a couple different ways to do this. There's things like, you know, fixed annuities from insurance companies that pay, you know, a lot higher rates than banks. And traditionally, it's been about 1% to 2% has always been the spread, the difference of, you know, how much more they're paying. So there's a little bit just difference in terms of type of money and such. If you're talking about retirement dollars, there's really no difference. If you're talking about regular dollars, there might be a big difference because one's tax deferred and you can't touch it till 59 and a half. So it may not be as great a deal for people who are younger. And then, you know, there's other things like what I like to call steady income funds, where, you know, these are real estate related or sometimes debt related type funds. And those are usually paying 5% to 7%. So, you know, there are other ways other than the stock market to get some better interest, to get some better options for you. And really, it's tough to be educated about that. And often some of these deals are things that are not open to the retail investor. So unfortunately, a lot of stuff still in the financial world is not open to everybody. And so, yeah, that's where sometimes talking to somebody like myself can say, hey, here's these funds and here's these options and these opportunities. And yeah, you can get a lot more access than you can on your own. So it's always good to get that information and find out more. And, you know, that's why I always tell people, you know, just give us a call and, mm-hmm. and they can, you know, talk to us and you know, just find out what their concerns are and does it make sense for them.
So you said there's a lot of different options for where we can put our money, but how do you help someone figure out their appropriate course of action, Eric?
Well, the hardest part is about being a financial advisor is people always want to ask you stuff, right? It's like, you know, oh, you're a doctor, you know, yeah,
yes.
Can you, you know, this, you know, the old joke, right? It always hurts my
pain.
Arm when I do, you know, then don't stop doing that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with financial advisors, like, oh, well, you know, what's a hot stock or should I be doing this or that? Or, you know, that's fine for people to ask that. But the hard part is in reality, it's like those dumb drug ads. It's like, ask your doctor about this. It's like, no, because I have no condition about that. So mm-hmm. why am I going to ask my doctor about some pointless condition I don't even have? You know, but they always have to say that, right? And so really what you're trying to figure out is where does this all fit in? And you need to have an overall plan. If you have an overall plan, it's easy to judge whether or not that helps you get there or does it hurt you from getting there, right? So that's the main thing you want to be looking at is this the right tool for the job or not? And you know, one of the big ones too is when do you need that money back, right? So if this is, you know, say something you want to buy a house with and you might need to do that in a year or two, then you don't want something that's going to be locked up for 5 years, right? So there's simple things like that, too, that you need to be paying attention to. And along with tax benefits, a lot of them have better tax benefits, but then you're giving them some liquidity. So again, it's always about how does it fit into your overall plan? What's the goal for the asset?
So if someone is buying an annuity, okay, if that makes sense in their situation, how do you help someone find that right annuity for them? Because there's all different kinds of annuities available.
Yeah, I mean, the best ads in the world are those ones where, you know, Fisher Investment talks about, you know, I hate annuities and you should too, mm-hmm. or buyers beware about annuities or don't buy annuities. And you know, well, guess what? They don't sell it. Well, okay, of course you're not going to like a product you don't sell, because yeah. that's going to take money away from your fees. And so so why do they not like it? Just because it's harder to scale. It's harder to do a big business with that. So that's not necessarily the client's best interest. And when you look at a lot of these financial studies that colleges have done, they're saying more and more now that there is no way to retire successfully without having some money guaranteed, having some assets guaranteed. So you just don't mess things up, right? So so really, you know, when we're talking about annuities, typically we're not talking about immediate annuities. Those are stuff like pension or Social Security where you're turning on that money today. Really, what we're talking about is these deferred ones, meaning it's just another type of investment, another type of savings tool where you're going to put money and let it sit for a while and percolate and keep getting bigger and bigger, right? And so, you know, the types of annuities you want to usually be looking for, the biggest benefits I think of annuities are guarantee of principal and hopefully good interest. And so there's the fixed kind, which are kind of like a CD, really. They're just going to give you a set interest rate for a set period of time, pretty simple. But the ones that are indexing with the markets, I mean, those can sometimes have double-digit growth years when the market does great. And when the market goes negative double digits, you don't lose a dime. And so those are better than bonds, I think. That's what I use those for. I don't use them to offset the stock market risk. I use them to offset the bond market risk. And, you know, so again, it's whether or not you're using the right tool. Now, if you're using variable annuities, I have no idea why somebody's recommending those. Those just have tons of fees and costs. I would say probably 95% of the time, they're not in the client's best interest. It's pretty rare to find some that are actually in the best interest of the client. So those are the ones that you got to really watch out for, is the variable kind. So, you know, again, that's why we meet with people. That's why we talk to people and set up that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we want you to worry less about your money, worry less about what product and how to earn higher interest, and more about how to have fun and do stuff and enjoy life. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, and just set up a call with us, we'll just kind of go over your situation, see what you're worried about. And then we can actually waive our planning fee, our $1,500 planning fee. And we're just going to give you that actual plan that says, here's what path you're on. Here's your income, your investment, your taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. Whether or not you know you had one, we'll tell you what it is. And then we'll show you, hey, here's some issues you might want to fix. And that's up to you if you want to hire us to do that or if you want to do that on your own. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to take the time and really take charge of your financial future. So if you want to do that, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, where they give you solid financial advice at Heckman Financial. What about other issues like taxes, Eric? Do you think people are aware of the benefits of proactive tax planning?
They should, right? but often they're not. I mean, often most people are reacting and not proactively planning, right? So that's the problem. And so lots of times, you know, like one I see a lot is, especially people who are either retired or getting close to retiring, you know, they may have a lot of money in the bank and CDs and other things, and they don't need the money. They're never going to touch the money. And they're earning a pathetic, you know, 0.5% or 0.1% or something stupid. And they're still paying taxes on that piddly amount of interest that they got. And so yeah, we've actually got a report, a quick report that we can send you. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And I always like to have my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton, to kind of give us a little bit of update on real estate and the mortgage market in general. So it's great to have you here, Drew.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so, you know, I do have a crystal ball in my conference room. It's actually kind of getting probably a little dusty. I don't know if we have anybody cleaning that off. And nowadays, of course, you don't want to be touching it because, you know, it has to be sanitized, all that fun stuff, right? But I've never found the on switch, which is really hard. So, but despite that, you know, let's maybe talk about the real estate market. You know, what's it look like? And, I mean, obviously, all the COVID stuff has had some effect. I mean, I know initially it was really bad where people couldn't even see houses and such, but I know that's gotten a lot better. But I mean, what do you think about things going forward here? And should somebody, you know, upsize, or should somebody stop renting and try to buy? And yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, so I think, you know, just to preface this, obviously, you know, like you alluded to, there is no crystal ball out there. So some of this is speculation, some of this is backed up with some hard data, but it's still probably a little too early to really tell. But there's certainly some trends that are changing. And you know, COVID in general, because we have sheltered in place, people have been considering shelter, right? And they've been thinking, what does shelter mean to me, and what do I really need in my shelter? And fact that,
how do you get 6 feet away from your family? No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Right. Need a bigger house for that.
Exactly. That's something that a lot of people are considering. I read an article that over half of Americans working are working from home. And so, yeah, most people, I think, out of the denser metro areas probably have a spare bedroom. But I was on a call, a Zoom call, and it was a guy who runs a pretty big real estate centered magazine, if you can call it that, or news site or whatnot. But he was doing this Zoom call, and the guy's pretty successful. And he, you know, I believe he lives in the city. He was doing the call from his bedroom because he doesn't have a spare room, right? So it was, you know, telling that there's a lot of people in these dense city centers that they, you know, working from home is a little bit different for them, right? They're in the living room, or they're at, you know, in their bedroom, at the breakfast nook. They don't have a designated place to work. And I think there is certainly people who have decided, you know what, work from home is actually working out for me, but I need a little bit more space. And so some of that trend is going to continue on, I believe, even once some of these larger companies say, okay, you can return to work. So, you know, I do believe that there's going to be a push for a little bit more space, both on the outside of the homes and on the interior of homes. You know, offices, a designated place to work is probably going to be important for people. You know, I think the suburban and even exurb, which is the kind of that the communities outside of the suburban areas, will probably do really well post this pandemic.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of values and stuff, I mean, you know, what do you think? I mean, should people be trying to upsize now, or, you know, wait till, you know, like a lot of the stuff is always, you know, sell in spring, right? And all that stuff. But yeah, sometimes right. if you're going to be working for 6 months in a cramped area of your house and driving yourself nuts, maybe that's not the best thing to do. So what do you think about, should people try to sell now or move up and get those larger spaces, or wait, or what does your crystal ball reading say?
Yeah. You know, I have a default response to that crystal ball reading there, which is it's always a good time to buy, right? And everyone chuckles because, well, that's the salesman coming out. But I truly believe that. And the reason why I tell people, hey, it's always a good time to buy is there's always as long as exceptions to that, right? As long as you have a long-term view, right? 5-10 years. As long as it's affordable for you to buy, right? And as long as you get some sort of product that is conservative and not going to, you know, put you at too much risk, right? So for me, I'm typically biased towards, you know, the more fixed products, 30 years. If you can do the 20s and 15s, fantastic. But I like those fixed products for people buying their primary homes. For the most part, again, there's no one size fits all. But if you were going to say, Drew, no, you can't give me this super watered down answer of it's always a good time to buy. You know, I would say that I believe the government's printing money, right? We'll call it stimulus. And I believe interest rates are low and probably will be low for a while here. And I still believe people will want to live in homes, and if they can and it makes sense for them, buy homes. So I do think that the housing market's going to look good. I think it's going to look a little different though from pre-pandemic, right? So for instance, right now, and this is coming from experience, condos are a little bit harder to sell right now, right? There's not as much demand, but in specific areas at the right prices, you know, we're having houses sold within hours. So there is definitely lots of demand for that.
Yeah, well, I know my building only allows two people in the elevator at a time. So yeah, if you're living in some of these, we're in downtown San Jose, if you're in some of these high rises, that might put a little crimp in the whole condo living when you have to wait, you know, a half hour to go up to right to well, your condo or something. So I could see what that could be definitely effective. You know, and then all the amenities, the reason why people like condos and stuff like that, if a lot of those are stay shut down or stay not being able to use as much, kind of takes some of the, you know, the value out of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people, I think, in these condos that if you're in a desirable area, you know, for instance, if you're in a city center like San Francisco, even, you're paying a pretty high price for a very small space, most likely. And the reason why you do that is you're close to all these things that are all shut down.
Yeah. And again, we're talking about real estate and, you know, if you've got a question on mortgages and should you be changing a house or what are the options out there? I mean, one of the best things you do is just give Drew a call. They're very consultative in their approach. And yeah, why don't you give us that phone number again, and what's the best way to, you know, for them to get a hold of you to get that consultation?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can give us a call at 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. Or you can visit us online at o2mtg.com. That's O as in Oscar, the number 2, mtg.com.
Pick up the phone. Make sure you take a little bit of time to get these answers, you know, really, you know, solved and figure out are you in the best situation or not. So it was great having you on here, Drew. You know, we'll have you back next month. But, you know, with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio with me, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is a well-known author and speaker, and he can provide you with guidance to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. Wouldn't you like to worry less about your retirement? So, Eric, on our show, you often give us some challenges and risks that exist in retirement. You tell us that every week, actually. But I want you to give us an example of someone who has experienced, let's say, one of those retirement obstacles. Why don't you give us a financial fail today?
Well, I mean, this one's a little bit more general, but I was just meeting with somebody who's new, actually a radio listener, and, you know, he was really focused on, okay, I'm, you know, worried about taxes with the Biden tax law, you know, what's going to happen, and you know, how are things going to go, you know, forward, and, you know, taxes keep going up. So, you know, he's really obsessed with trying to make sure he gets more and more converted to Roth, which, you know, it's a good conversation to have, right? I mean, definitely the more money you can have that's tax-free for the rest of your lifetime, that's great. But the really silly part was he never started a Roth contributory one. So there's two types of Roth. There's one where you're converting your money that you had done pre-tax and switching over to paying the taxes now, all the taxes, which is painful, right? And then that money would be tax-free for the rest of your life. But he was skipping over the simplest thing. I mean, he had a stock portfolio and a bunch of cash in the bank, so it wasn't like he didn't have any regular dollars sitting there. He did. But he had not been putting the money into a Roth, and him and his wife, their income was low enough, so, you know, it's roughly under 198 or so K, if, you know, for married couples that you can fund a Roth, then, you know, he could be putting in $7,000 for him and his wife. And by the way, if you're doing it between January and April 15th, you can actually do it for the previous year. So he could actually do $28,000 into a Roth at the time we were talking. And, you know, he's all trying to figure out how to, convert all his money and pay a ton of tax. And he's overlooking the super simple thing of, hey, well, you know, why haven't you just been doing this? And, you know, of course, I had to ask him, well, who does your tax advice? TurboTax. Okay. Yeah, the computer program. I mean, I know they have those cutesy ads, but get what you pay for. And if you don't pay much, you're probably getting that. And so, yeah, if you have money in a taxable account and you can say, oh, I'm going to move it from here to here, and now it'll be tax-free for the rest of my life versus being taxable for the rest of my life, why would you not do that? That's one of the things that we can do here. We can create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we give you that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. And give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and request an appointment directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.